Hello, this is Isha Herbert Davis with Ultimate Trinidad Carnival. And I've been playing Mass at Trinidad Carnival for over 15 years. And today I'm going to share with you the top three things to look for when shopping for a Mass costume. So first, let's talk about the lingo. I get a lot of calls from newbies, people who are new to Carnival, and they're always wondering, what is a Mass costume? What is a Mass band? So let's talk about the lingo so that we're all on the same page. A Mass costume, or Mass, which is short for masquerade, it can take many different forms during Trinidad Carnival. It's what is typically worn on Carnival Tuesday, and that's the second day of the Carnival Parade. It can range from what I like to call BBF, bikini beads and feathers, and it can go all the way to elaborate king or queen of the band costumes that are several stories high. Many Mass costumes together make up Mass bands, and these are led by a Mass band leader. The band leader's vision drives the annual design or the theme of the band. It also drives what is offered to their masqueraders and the cost of Mass costumes and so many other things. The band leader is basically running the show. Usually there's a committee of people who help the band leader for really large bands to sell costumes or to do design work. You know, there's so many different committees that are out there with Mass bands. But that's the very, very basic Mass lingo that you need to know. So now that we have the lingo down, here are the three things that you need to look for when shopping for a costume. So first of all, I like to call it, the first one is the hotness factor. And this point is a little exaggerated because during Carnival, you're showing lots of skin with the most costumes that are out there anyway. But you still want to stand out and you want to look, well, hot. Right? So a few things to look out for. Look out for colors, beading, feathers. Make sure that these things flatter you. You know, you don't want to pick a color that's not going to look good on you because then you're not going to look hot, right? So you definitely want to make sure that you're taking a look at all of these different pieces that go into your costume. Then also take into consideration the other hotness, and this is the heat of the sun in Trinidad during Carnival time. Think about it. You're going to be wearing your costume in 80-plus degree weather. So you need to make sure that all of your pieces will not make you look hot in a bad way and don't get ruined with the sweat of because it's going to be so hot. Of course, you're going to be sweating, right? Also, remember that you can wear as little of the pieces of your costume as you like. You know, this doesn't mean that you can go topless or bottomless. Don't get me wrong. But if you don't like armbands or leg bands, don't wear them. If you're anything like me, the only thing I wear is usually my bikini piece and my waistband and my underwear, you know, bikini underwear or boy shorts, whichever one. I like to wear my headpiece for the pictures in the hotel lobby and maybe take a few pictures when we're with the band. But outside of that, it gets given to a child along the route of the parade. The headpieces hold me back. It's just too much on my head, and I'm just like, hey, child, take the headpiece away from me, please, because I can't take it anymore. I also never wear my armbands and my leg bands. They don't even leave the hotel because they just add too much bulk. It's just too much on me, and that's just that. So remember, you can wear as many of the pieces as you like. Again, don't go topless or bottomless, but, you know, there are pieces of your costume that you may or may not want to wear. There's some women who don't wear their waistbands. You know, they just, as long as you have your wristband, that's really the most important piece of your costume. It proves that you are a paying member of that year presentation for, you know, whatever band you're playing Mass with. And that's really all that you need. Okay, so just, hey, wear what you like. Now, as far as the second thing that you need to consider when choosing a Mass costume, think about the band offerings. There are four different sizes of bands in Trinidad Carnival, and this is sanctioned by the Trinidad Carnival Committee. And their four sizes are mini band, that's 11 to 50 people, small band, 51 to 250 people, a medium band, 251 to 600 people, and then they just lump everything else into the large band category, which is over 601 people. So you definitely want to consider the Mass band size when you're thinking of what costume to buy. You also want to think about what does the mask band have to offer you? So you're not only getting your costume, you should be getting some other things as well. All-inclusive bands like your Yuma or your Tribe, or, you know, there's so many that are out there, they typically offer food, so, you know, they'll stop for lunch or they offer some kind of food on the road or snacks, drinks, security, bathrooms, and then other conveniences so you don't have to leave the band for anything. Those are all-inclusive bands. Other smaller bands may not have the same amenities, but don't overlook them because smaller bands can be a carnival virgin's best friend. I'm going to say that again. Smaller bands can be a carnival virgin's best friend. You won't get lost in a sea of thousands of people. You won't have large crowds or congestion to deal with. You know, those are just a couple of the things that smaller bands can offer masqueraders who are new to Trinidad Carnival. There are hundreds of bands in Trinidad during carnival time, and you just need to consider what the band is offering you outside of your costume in order for you to make a well-informed decision. The third thing, and this is certainly not the least for you to consider, but you definitely want to consider your personal comfort level. No matter how hot your costume is, no matter how great, you know, things are going, you love your costume, it looks great, if you're not confidently parading around in it, then you won't pull it off. It doesn't matter how hot the costume looked on the model on the website that you saw or how hot it looked in the mass camp. If you're tugging and you're uncomfortable and you're fidgeting, then it's not going to be the one for you. The good thing is some mass bands offer options. With Ultimate Trinidad Carnival, our mass band offers options to our clients such as corsets that you can get decorated so it covers your stomach area. You can also get boy short bottoms that, you know, cover a little bit more of your butt. and that's just for those who prefer it to be a little bit more modest. You know, if there are pieces that you would like to purchase and bring with you, as long as it coordinates with your costume, you can do that as well. We have travelers every year with us who purchase their own swimsuit bottoms that have a skirt on them, so that they get a little bit more coverage than the traditional mass underwear that they get. So, you know, feel free to be creative because, again, the most important thing is your wristband. And that's the only thing that you really, really need during both days of carnival, to be honest. So those are the top three things to consider when you are costume shopping. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Don't forget your carnival makeup. That's really, really important. And I did write a blog on that, so feel free to look out for that on our website at www.trinidadcarnivalpackages.info. And as usual, till the next slime, this is Isha signing off.